This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 10 people have been killed as relentless rainfall has triggered a flood emergency across the Jammu division. The Northern Railway has cancelled 18 trains to and from Katra, Udhampur and Jammu railway stations. All government offices except emergency services will be closed today. The Meteorological Department has predicted continued rainfall, heightening concerns of further inundation. The pilgrimage to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine was suspended as a landslide hit the route to the shrine atop Trikuta Hills, leading to death of 6 persons and injuries to 18 others. Rescue operations are underway near the Indraprastha Bhojanalaya at Ardhakuvadi, where the landslide hit. At least 4 people lost their lives and several properties were damaged in the last 24 hours in the Doda district due to heavy rains. The traffic on the strategic Jammu, Srinagar and Kishtwar Doda national highways was suspended. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the situation in many parts of Jammu province was quite serious and instructions have been issued to place additional funds at the disposal of the deputy commissioners to cover emergency restoration work and other exigencies. Meanwhile, the Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for today. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable Exam 2025 scheduled for today at BSF Palors Camp, Jammu. In Punjab, 7 districts have been put on high alert due to flooding in many villages there. The swollen Bias and Ravi rivers due to incessant rain for the last 36 hours in many parts of the state and downflow of rainy water from Himachal Pradesh have caused the flooding. Firozpur, Fazilka, Tarantaran, Kapurthala, Hoshiarpur, Gurdaspur and Pathankot have been put on high alert. Government schools play a pivotal role in providing education across the country, accounting for around 56% of total enrollments. The number is higher in rural areas where 66% of students are enrolled, in comparison to around 30% in urban areas. According to Comprehensive Modular Survey, Education 2025, the private unaided recognized schools account for around 32% of enrollment nationwide. The average per student expenditure made by households on school education during the current academic year in government schools was estimated at 2,863 rupees, while it was significantly higher at over 25,000 rupees in non-government schools. Minister of State for Communications Dr. Chandrasekhar Pemmasani has reviewed the performance of India Post and India Post Payments Bank in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions focused on digital initiatives, customer convenience and ways to make services more accessible across the country. During the meeting, Mr. Pemmasani highlighted the need for close coordination between India Post and India Post Payments Bank so that citizens, especially in remote areas, continue to receive affordable and reliable services at their doorstep. With over 12 crore customers, revenues of over 2,000 crore rupees and a profit of 134 crore rupees, the India Post Payments Bank has posted a compound annual growth rate of 60-70% over the last 2 years. Directorate of Revenue Intelligence has seized nearly 9 kilograms of narcotic drugs worth approximately 40 crore rupees in New Delhi under Operation Rainbow. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that one individual was apprehended during the operation. DRI carried out coordinated search operations at multiple premises in New Delhi's Mehroli based on specific intelligence on the smuggling of narcotics in small quantities, concealed in soft toys and using domestic courier networks. The BJP-led Madhya Pradesh government will organize the Global Spiritual Conclave in Ujjain today. The event being organized by the Tourism Department with the support of the Ministry of Tourism will be inaugurated by Union Minister of Tourism and Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat in the presence of Chief Minister Mohan Yadav. More than 300 dignitaries, including spiritual leaders, thinkers and visionaries from India and abroad, will participate in the event. Maharashtra is to celebrate its biggest state festival, Ganeshotsav, beginning today on Ganesh Chaturthi. Cities and towns across the state are abuzz with last-minute preparations as pandals, markets and homes come alive with festive energy. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the eve of Ganesh Chaturthi. In her message, the president urged people to celebrate the festival while conserving the country's environment and contribute towards building a cleaner, greener and more prosperous nation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.